From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
And we say good morning to you, and we thank you for joining us on this Thursday, June 13.
Let's get started, everybody.
Absolutely deal with the overdose crisis.
I would bring the 49ers back to the city of San Francisco. Crisis of drugs on our streets.
And over 100,000 units would appear overnight.
Vastly reform the civil service hiring system.
San Francisco's mayoral candidates going head-to-head for the first time. The visions they have to lead the city for the next 4 years.
So this market is to kind of delete the stigma that comes behind food insecurity.
A 4,000-square-foot market building a bridge in the community to help those facing food insecurity fill their pantries without spending a penny.
One of the benefits is like overwhelming sense of I'm not alone.
It's Pride Month, and this morning we highlight a program giving LGBTQ entrepreneurs the support they need to thrive. San Jose, Discovery Meadows will be turned into a giant Latin rave this weekend. The big party ahead, making all of us dance this morning. You know who's got the moves? Reed Cowan. He showed them to me earlier. Reed, you gonna bust them out?
I can shake a tail feather.
I know you can. Mm-hmm. If
Thank
people
you,
only saw what I get to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. No? Okay.
Yeah. Good morning. I'm Reed Cowan. They once
dance
called me Dance Fever Cowan. We can talk about that at another time. Right now, we're going to talk about the weather, because that's what's really hot. At least not as bad as it was a few days ago. Look at that, how pretty that is,
pretty.
Gee. I just want to, like, get a pair of snowshoes and pretend like that's snow. Go out snowshoeing. But it's clouds, so you can't.
You can't. No, I always think when I see that is, like, that, when you hear that from, I think it's from the Minions, when she's like, it's so fluffy. That's what that reminds me of.
Right. And, Reed, I do have to say this, too. It's not a First Alert weather day. There's no pressing weather news here in the Bay. Do you want to talk more about this dancing
Thank
Reed
you.
Cowan?
Yeah, you so you're canceling weather, and we're just going to go deep into the psychology
Maybe
of my
Maybe not all
dance
weather, but,
prowess.
Like, feel...
Let's go, Reed. Come on.
Okay, it began in 1972.
Okay.
And I thought, I've got to class up the joint. And I started to dance. That was the beginning of many deep and beautiful things.
All right, part two coming soon. All right, now let's change gear real fast and let's head outside. As we look outside this morning, it is off to a cool, gloomy start just along the shoreline, along the peninsula, too. We're actually waking up to that May gray over the Bay Bridge this morning. However, as we head down south to San Jose, this is our live cam over the airport down there. Notice how shaky it is. The wind speeds are pretty breezy right now. We're up to around 20 mile per hour wind gust at times down in the South Bay. It's going to get breezier along our shoreline heading into this afternoon with wind speeds anywhere up to around 30 miles per hour closer to dinner time near Bodega Bay, San Francisco, and we'll notice that trend all throughout our inland areas. It was breezy yesterday. It's going to be breezy again today. San Jose, I'm going to pick on you one more time just to use you as an example. We're going to cool down a little bit as we head into our Father's Day weekend, but we're gearing up for more heat into next week, which leads us just into the first day of summer, which is on the 20th. Now, as we take a look outside, it's almost hard to believe that it's almost summer because it's cool along the coast. We're expecting 50s and 60s today along the peninsula. However, we're warming up into the 80s and 70s off into the East Bay, where just 2 days ago, we had that little heat wave that brought in close to triple-digit weather. So today is one of the coolest days this week. You're definitely going to notice it as you head outside today, but enjoy it. Of course, it's still breezy out there, too, so just take it slow, but we'll keep you updated on this forecast. For now, over to you, G.
Jessica, thank you. We're going to pull up the Bay Bridge right now and show you how good the commute looks right now, even though those meters lights are on. It's really been a nice ride so far this morning. Not seeing a lot of brake lights or issues. The approach coming off the East Shore Freeway is a little slow this morning. We had reports of just a minor hot spot near Powell Street. For the most part, it's clearing, but traffic is starting to slow down a little bit out of Richmond and Berkeley over into Emeryville. If you're taking that ride through Oakland, right now traffic is quiet as far as any brake lights or delays go. Just a heads up, northbound 880, though, near Stevens Creek, we do have reports of a bit of a snag there. So it looks like traffic in a little bit heavy in that area. There might be some debris in the roadway causing those delays. All right, westbound 580, that's a bit of a slow ride as you come into the Altamont Pass. If you're headed near westbound 580 near Livermore Avenue, unfortunately, we are getting reports of a pretty serious crash. Just getting word of this. We'll have more on that coming up in just a few minutes. It's a little closer to that Livermore Avenue exit. Reed?
All right, thank you, G. 6:04 in the morning, and good morning to those of you waking up in San Francisco, where the headlines have you, the voter, considering who will be the next mayor of a city that often makes national news, and we know this, not always for good reasons. So here's the big question this morning. What's the fix? Well, last night, there was that same question, and the top five polling candidates laid out their plans to try to fix the problems that affect so many of us. Lauren Toms was there.
Contenders for the city's top job sparred over how they plan to address some of San Francisco's most infamous issues. All eyes were on incumbent Mayor London Breed, who defended her record on public safety and homelessness.
We are seeing one of the lowest crime rates we've seen in 10 years. And that crime rate is continuing to trend to this very day, including a 50% reduction year-to-date in car break-ins, 30% reduction in property crimes.
Former mayor and city supervisor Mark Farrell once again promised to fire police chief Bill Scott and to crack down on drugs.
As mayor, I will declare a fentanyl state of emergency. It will allow us to ask the state and federal government for additional funds, to allow them to bring in additional law enforcement, and also allow us to build a 24/7 centralized intake center.
Political newcomer Daniel Lurie made his bid as an outsider to City Hall and touted his plan to add shelter beds and outlaw tent encampments in his first year in office.
I have a plan that we will put out 1,500 new shelter beds in the first 6 months of my administration. They will be safe. They will be dignified. People will no longer resort to, nor will they be allowed to sleep on our streets.
But candidates took jabs at his lack of insider knowledge throughout the debate.
And Daniel, this is where your inexperience shows.
See, that's where the inexperience of someone that hasn't worked in government like Daniel Lurie shines through.
They have over 70 years of combined experience on this stage. Look at where it's gotten us.
Supervisors Aaron Peskin and Asha Safai took aim at existing flaws with City Hall, vowing to overhaul processes if elected.
Unfortunately, police were directed to target drug users instead of drug dealers. We've made more arrests for using drugs than dealing them. That is not going to work.
Right now, we have almost 1,000 permanent supportive housing beds sitting empty. We have hundreds of affordable housing units sitting empty. We have hundreds of shelter beds sitting empty. This is not a matter of resources in our city. It's a matter of leadership from the top.
Moderators also asked each candidate what single issue they would fix if they had a magic wand.
Like bippity-boppity-boo.
Absolutely deal with the overdose crisis and the number of people that are dying on our streets.
I would bring the 49ers back to the city of San Francisco.
Ooh. Crisis of drugs on our streets, absolutely. But I think we can prevent that by having a world-class public school system.
I would wave my magic wand and over 100,000 units would appear overnight.
Wonky, I know, but I would vastly reform the civil service hiring system, which only the mayor can do, to hire to all those vacant nurses positions, 911 positions, police officer positions. I'd fix civil service.
So you see there, the candidates, even when asked a very pointed question by Manny, are not of one mind on what to do to find a fix and make change. So coming up very soon in the broadcast, we'll be talking live with James Taylor, a friend of a broadcast and a professor of political science at USF, watching this one closely for us. He's going to give us his main takeaways and what they could mean for the race ahead.
Now to a developing story in Oakland. An East Bay teen is left devastated on her graduation day after someone stole all her grad gifts, including her cap and gown. As Andrea Nakano reports, the community is now rallying by her side.
Soraya Farr graduated from Envision Academy last Thursday. It was a difficult and long 4 years to finally get her diploma.
I honestly had a lot of trouble where sometimes I did want to give up, but honestly, it was driving me to want to get out and make money for myself, have a successful life.
Soraya ended up graduating with a 3.8 GPA. Family and friends gave her gift cards and a money lei as a present, but it was all taken when her godmother's car was bipped during the celebration dinner. Even her cap that she wore at graduation was stolen.
I was shocked. I was surprised because it was like we were having such a good time, and I just totally forgot about it. Like, it was like I was so caught up with being with my family, and when I came and saw that, I was like, wow.
Since then, Soraya has received an outpouring of support from the community, especially from her mentor, Donald Lacey. Lacey started the Love Life Foundation to help Oakland youth get away from a life of crime and violence after his 16-year-old daughter was shot and killed 27 years ago.
Well, I lost one, I've gained thousands, and I am rejuvenated. I am inspired by the brilliance of young people like Soraya.
To make up for her loss, Lacey's Love Life Foundation has raised roughly $700. He says it's a testament of how Oakland comes together in times of need and fights back against the criminals that take from others.
I'm a firm believer in karma. What goes around, come around. It's not going to end up, and I'm not wishing anything bad on anybody, but when you do, when you victimize anyone, let alone innocent young Black woman who's only done great in the community, never been in trouble, you know, that says something for the lack of your upbringing.
Soraya plans to go to Laney College in the fall. She won't let the thieves rob her of the good memories from her graduation.
I have no intentions on thinking about the negatives. I'm thinking about everybody who was there for me and all the people that supported me after.
She hopes she can inspire others to work hard and find the kind of support system she found to succeed in life.
Meanwhile, Bay Area fast food workers want their bosses to protect them from working in places that are just too hot. Listen. That was yesterday when dozens of fast food workers in San Jose went on strike as leaders work on new state standards for people who do work in hot environments. Next week, a state labor safety board will vote on a proposal to require indoor workplaces to maintain 87 degrees or cooler. By the way, in areas like a kitchen, that mandate drops to 82 degrees or cooler. Listen to worker Cynthia Martinez, who tells you what it's like to work in a hot place.
My migraines will get worse, and then I get stomach ache to the point that I want to throw up.
In 2005, California passed a heat illness prevention standard, but not for indoor workplaces. Now this. Remember that sit-in by Google employees protesting Google and Amazon's billion-dollar contract with Israel? Well, those protesters were fired for that. Fast forward to now, and more protesters are out in support of those who were fired. Our cameras caught them outside of Google headquarters in San Francisco. By the way, Google denies that that project helps the Israeli military. But look at this new video from Pinole in Contra Costa County showing a man attacking an employee. Now, think about this. We get this video from police because the attack happened inside of the police officer's buildings. Watch this guy right here. He walked in, went right up to that counter. Then he reached through and grabbed an employee's arm right there. Well, she struggled, she broke free, but the man then jumped behind that counter. And what you can't see is he's chasing the woman down hallways while police officers heard the ruckus and struggled to nab him. We've learned from police he's 65-year-old Chester Victor of San Pablo. They got him, put the cuffs on him. By the way, that city employee has minor injuries to her arm.